Levanten su voz al cielo si están agradecidos por un Dios.
If you believe in him to break through and answer the prayer that you've lifted up.
Si creen que puede responder la oración que acabas de orar.
Why don't you praise him?
¿Por qué no lo alabas aquí?
The way.
Como si ya viene la respuesta.
Come on, why don't you take about 30 seconds and give God some great praise?
Toma unos 30 segundos y alaba a Dios grandemente.
That he's a prayer answering God.
Él responde a las oraciones.
That he's a delivering God.
Él libera.
That he's a way making God.
Es un Dios que abre caminos.
We love you, Jesus.
Te amamos, Jesús.
We worship you, Jesus.
Te adoramos, Jesús.
Oh, we bless the name of the Lord tonight.
Bendito sea el nombre de Dios.
There's nobody like our God.
No hay nadie como nuestro Dios.
There's none holy or righteous or good.
No hay nadie más santo o bueno.
Praise God. Does anybody have an expectation that God's going to move in the house tonight?
¿Alguien tiene esperanza en su espíritu esta noche?
Is anybody excited to be able to come into his presence one more time?
¿Alguien emocionado estar en su presencia una vez más?
Praise God. One more time, why don't you clap your hands to heaven?
Una vez más, denle palmas al Señor.
Give God a shout of praise.
Levanten su voz.
He's a great God.
Es un gran Dios.
And greatly to be praised.
Y digno de ser alabado.
Well, it's an exciting day today.
Es un día emocionante este día.
There are so many wonderful things happening around the house of God.
Hay muchas cosas bonitas sucediendo en la casa.
On Sunday, we had somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 baptized and somewhere around 4 who received the Holy Ghost.
El domingo como 4 bautizados y 4 con lleno del Espíritu.
We don't have the exact numbers.
No tenemos los números exactos.
But we're thankful that God is pouring out revival in Birmingham.
Agradecidos por el avivamiento en esta ciudad.
Praise God. It is a prophetic time.
Es un tiempo profético.
For somewhere in the neighborhood of 4,000 years,
como 4,000 años,
prophecy has been centered upon the nation of Israel.
La profecía se ha centrado en la nación de Israel.
God made a promise to Abraham.
Dios hizo una promesa a Abraham.
That he was going to give him a nation.
Que le iba a dar una nación.
And that he was going to give him a progeny.
Y que le iba a dar una primogenitura.
And he said, I'm going to bless those that bless you.
Y le dijo, bendeciré a los que te bendigan.
And I'm going to curse those that curse you.
Y maldeciré a los que te maldigan.
Go to Revelation chapter 12.
Apocalipsis 12.
We understand that in the very last days.
Entendemos en los últimos días.
That the Antichrist system.
Que el sistema del anticristo.
Is going to rise up against the nation of Israel.
Se levantará contra la nación de Israel.
He's going to come against the woman with child.
Se vendrá contra la mujer con un bebé.
He's going to back her into a corner.
La va a empujar a una esquina.
And when he realizes that he cannot get to her.
Y cuando se da cuenta que no la puede tocar.
He is coming against the remnant of her seed.
Se va con la remanente de su semilla.
Who has not taken the mark of the beast?
Que no ha tomado la marca de la bestia.
And who has held on to their testimony?
Y que se ha aferrado al testimonio.
There has always been a relationship.
Siempre ha habido una relación.
Between the nation of Israel.
Entre la nación de Israel.
And the church of the living God.
Y el Dios viviente.
Church of the living God tonight.
La iglesia del Dios viviente.
The nation of Israel is at war.
La nación de Israel está en guerra.
And it is not a day.
Y no es un día.
To be asleep.
Para estar dormido.
It's not a day.
No es un día.
To be complacent.
Para estar contentos.
But it is a day to understand your prophetic destiny.
Para entender tu destino profético.
It is a day to be sober.
Es un día para ser
alerta.
It
is a day to be awake.
Es un día para estar despierto.
It is a day for the supernatural.
Es un día para lo sobrenatural.
It's a day for the miraculous.
Es un día para lo milagroso.
Does anybody have an expectation tonight?
¿Alguien tiene esperanza en su espíritu?
That God is going to move in this house.
Que Dios se va a mover en esta casa.
That God wants to speak.
Que Dios quiere hablar.
I'm telling you that we are living in a day of destiny.
Vivimos en un día de destino.
We are the people upon whom the end of the age has come.
Somos el pueblo que ha llegado al fines de tiempo.
And we are so thrilled and excited.
Estamos tan emocionados.
That God chose us.
Que Dios nos escogió a nosotros.
During this significant prophetic moment.
Durante este tiempo significante.
To be the people of God.
Para ser el pueblo de Dios.
As it was in the days of Noah.
Como eran los días de Noé.
So shall it also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man.
Así será en la venida del Señor.
They're going to be marrying.
Van a estar casándose.
And giving in marriage.
Y dando en matrimonio.
Friday night.
Viernes en la noche.
We have a wedding rehearsal.
Tuvimos una media moda.
Saturday.
El sábado.
We're having a wedding.
Vamos a tener una boda.
But be careful.
Pero ten cuidado.
That in the middle of working jobs.
En medio del trabajo.
And going to college.
Y ir al colegio.
and getting married,
y casándote,
that you don't lose your focus.
Que no pierdas tu enfoque.
He said, I'd rather you be hot or cold.
No las, no quiero que
but if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth.
Pero si estás tibio, te vomitaré.
I'm just telling you, I have no plans,
yo no tengo planes,
for Jesus to come back,
para que Jesús venga para atrás,
and the church to be dead and plucked up by the roots.
Y que la iglesia esté muerta.
But on the very day that he comes
pero
back,
el día que regrese para atrás,
I want to be praying and fasting.
Voy a estar orando y ayunando.
I want to be teaching a Bible study.
Quiero estar enseñando un estudio.
I want to be believing God for
quiero,
a great revival.
Quiero estar creyendo a Dios.
Come on, is that your desire tonight?
¿Será tu deseo esta noche?
Why don't you give him some praise?
¿Por qué no le das palmas?
Clap your hands, all ye people.
Pueblos todos a batir las manos.
Shout to God.
Y griten a Dios.
Let it happen in our day,
que
God.
Que pasa en este día.
Break through tonight, Lord.
Rompe, oh Dios.
Praise God. Well, well, well. It's going to be a good night.
Va a ser una buena noche.
We are so excited tonight.
Estamos bien emocionados esta noche.
To have Brother Tyler Harris with us.
Para tener el hermano Tyler Harris.
He's been with us in the past.
Ha estado aquí anteriormente.
He looks a little different tonight.
Se mira un poco diferente.
Been transformed.
Ha sido transformado.
But there's still the heart of the evangelist on the inside.
Pero sigue con el corazón de evangelista.
We're so thankful to have your wife with us.
Estoy agradecido que estás tu esposa.
Praise God.
Aquí.
Brother Harris, we want you to come and preach to us.
Hermano Harris,
why don't you lift your hands and talk to God for just a moment as the evangelist comes?
Levanten sus manos y hablen con Dios.
Come on, why don't you lift up your hands all across this house?
Levanten sus manos en esta casa.
Come on, as you're lifting up your hands, why don't you lift up your voice?
Levanten sus manos y su voz.
And make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Y denle un sonido a Dios.
Come on, don't let your hand clap silence your praise right now.
No dejes que el sonido de tus palmas sea más que
come
tu boca.
On, all across this house, lift up your hands.
En esta casa, levanten sus
lift
manos.
Lift up your voice.
Levanten su voz.
And make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Y que haya gozo en su sonido.
Come on, praise him according to his goodness.
Alábalo conforme a su grandeza.
Praise him according to his mercy.
Alábalo conforme a su misericordia.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
Alábalo conforme a su grandeza.
Come on, if he's been good to you, why don't you give him some praise?
Si él ha sido bueno contigo, alábalo.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Feel the presence of the Lord.
Siento la presencia de Dios.
In this house.
En esta casa este día.
I want to tell somebody today that.
Quiero decir a alguien este día.
That the battle that you're in tonight.
Que la batalla en la que estás.
Is not a physical battle.
No es batalla física.
It's a spiritual battle.
Es batalla espiritual.
I feel the liberty of the Holy Ghost in this house tonight.
Siento la libertad de Dios en esta casa.
God has positioned this church.
Dios ha puesto a esta iglesia en un lugar.
This people.
Este pueblo.
To take territory in the Holy Ghost.
Para tomar territorio en el Espíritu Santo.
For some, that may just be words.
Para algunos, tal vez esos son palabras no más.
But you have to understand the spiritual ramifications of what God is doing in this house.
Pero tienes que entender las consecuencias espirituales de lo que Dios hace aquí.
That it's bigger than what you see right now.
Es más grande de lo que ves.
What God's doing in your world is bigger than what you can see right now.
Lo que Dios hace en tu mundo es más que lo que ves.
Does anybody believe that?
¿Habrá alguien que lo cree?
So good to be in the house of the Lord.
Me da gusto estar en la casa de Dios.
I give honor to your pastor today, Pastor Collins.
Doy honor al pastor, Pastor Collins.
Amen. I love and appreciate him.
Amo y lo aprecio a él.
And he's one of my favorite preachers, actually.
Es uno de mis predicadores favoritos.
And, you're blessed in this house.
Están bendecidos en esta casa.
With such great leadership.
Con gran liderazgo.
His entire family, we give them honor.
Su familia entera damos honor.
Bishop Sutton, we give you honor tonight.
Obispo, te honramos esta noche.
Whether you realize it or not,
si te das cuenta o no,
your bishop is a legend.
Su obispo es una leyenda.
He wouldn't probably say so, but we believe it.
Él tal vez no lo dice, pero lo creemos.
Amen. Those are not words of flattery.
Esas no nomás son palabras.
The ministry of Bishop Sutton has touched so many lives, whether he realizes it or not. But we thank you.
El ministerio de obispo ha tocado muchas vidas.
We thank you. So good to have my wife here with me.
Me da mucho gusto tener a mi esposa aquí.
I love and appreciate her so much.
Yo la aprecio a ella mucho.
Tell people she is the better half.
Le digo al pueblo que es la mejor de las dos.
Most people love her more than they love me.
Muchos aman a ella más que a mí.
But I tell them that's fine. I'm
pero,
all right with that.
Pero le digo está bien.
Amen. If you have your Bibles, Jeremiah chapter 1.
En la Biblia, Jeremías capítulo 1.
Jeremiah chapter 1.
Jeremías capítulo 1.
I want to tell you, I'm just going to get into this tonight.
Yo voy a meter rápidamente.
We can get all the pretenses out of the way. And,
vamos a continuar rápidamente.
But if the pulpit and the pew can get connected tonight,
el púlpito, si te puedes conectar,
I believe that God can take us somewhere in the Holy Ghost.
Yo creo que Dios nos puede llevar a un lugar espiritualmente.
Come on, does anybody believe that tonight?
¿Habrá alguien que lo cree esta noche?
Come on, does anybody have faith tonight?
¿Alguien tiene fe esta noche?
That the Holy Ghost is in this house.
Que el Espíritu Santo está aquí.
And God wants to help somebody tonight.
Dios quiere ayudar a alguien esta noche.
God wants to liberate somebody
Dios
tonight.
Quiere liberar a alguien esta noche.
God wants to heal somebody tonight.
Dios quiere sanar a alguien esta noche.
God wants to give somebody revelation.
Dios quiere dar revelación.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 1.
Jeremías capítulo 1.
Amen. In verse 9.
Verso 9.
God is speaking to the prophet Jeremiah.
Dios está hablando al profeta Jeremías.
The word says, Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. This is a call that God is establishing.
Este es un llamado que Dios está estableciendo.
On the prophet Jeremiah.
En el profeta Jeremías.
That the calling that Jeremiah would fulfill.
El llamado que iba a cumplir.
Was not just any calling and responsibility.
No era cualquier llamado, cualquier responsabilidad.
Verse 18 of the same chapter says.
Verso 18 del mismo capítulo.
For behold, I have made thee this day a defenced city and an iron pillar and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. They shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. If you can also turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse
3.
Familiar passage of scripture Paul is writing.
Pablo está escribiendo en este pasaje.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. The Amplified would say, For though we walk in the flesh as mortal men,
dice que aunque caminamos en la carne como hombres,
we are not carrying out our spiritual warfare according to the flesh.
No peleamos, espiritualmente con la carne.
And using the weapons of man.
Usando las, no usamos las armas de hombre.
The weapons of our warfare.
Las armas de nuestra guerrilla.
Are not physical.
No son físicas.
weapons of flesh and blood.
No son, no son car- no armas de carne.
Our weapons are divinely powerful.
Nuestras armas son poderosas divinamente.
For the destruction of fortresses.
Para la destrucción de fortalezas.
I want to preach, I want to minister tonight from the thought, challenging strongholds.
Quiero predicar retando las fortalezas.
Can you say that with me? Challenging strongholds.
Díganlo conmigo, retando fortalezas.
Come on, everybody in the building, I want you to participate with me right now. Come on, I want you to say it one more time, challenging strongholds. Come on, before you're seated, you can put down your Bibles. I want you to lift up your hands. I want you to lift up your voice. And if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, I want you to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost right now, all across this house. Come on, all across this house. Why don't you close your eyes, lift up your hands, and just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, that's it right now, all across this house. Just pray in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on, I feel liberty in this house right now. I feel victory in this house right now. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost in this house right now. Come on, I feel chain breaking power. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
Challenging strongholds.
Retando fortalezas.
In the infancy, the church.
Cuando empezó la iglesia.
Before the birth of the church.
Antes que nació la iglesia.
Jesus would tell Peter.
Jesús le dijo a Pedro.
Upon this rock, I will build my church.
Sobre esta roca edificaré mi iglesia.
The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church.
Y las puertas de Hades no prevalecerán contra ella.
This is not a defensive text.
Esto no es un texto defensivo.
But this is an offensive text.
Pero esto es un texto ofensivo.
I want to tell you tonight.
Te quiero decir esta noche.
That it's not the will of God that we back into a corner in the end times.
Que no es la voluntad de Dios que estemos en una esquina.
It's not the will of God that we back down against the adversary of our soul.
No es la voluntad de Dios que nos alejemos contra el adversario de la soul.
I want to tell you tonight that it is the will of God.
Que quiero decir es la voluntad de Dios.
That you stand in this last day.
Que te pares en estos últimos días.
Doing everything that God has called you to do.
Haciendo todo lo que Dios te ha llamado.
Come on, I want to tell somebody right now in the Holy Ghost.
Le quiero decir a alguien en el Espíritu Santo.
It's time you start going on the offensive.
Es tiempo que vayas en la ofensiva.
And stop standing in the defensive.
Y no te quedes ahí en la defensiva.
Come on, you may be facing things in your life right now.
Tal vez estás enfrentando cosas en tu vida.
But I want you to hear me right now in the Holy
Pero quiero
Ghost.
Que me escuches en el Espíritu Santo.
You're in the middle of a spiritual warfare
estás
and battle.
En medio de una milicia espiritual.
Come on, you're not in an earthly battle tonight.
No estás peleando terrenalmente.
You're not facing an earthly foe tonight.
No tienes un enemigo físico.
But you gotta have an understanding.
Pero tienes que entender.
The battle that you're in tonight.
La batalla en la que estás.
Is a spiritual battle.
Es batalla espiritual.
Come on, some things you face.
Algunos días peleas.
It's not a carnal battle, baby.
No son días carnales.
You gotta recognize and lift up your eyes.
Tienes que reconocer y levantar los ojos.
And you gotta begin to see what's going on in the atmosphere.
Y mirar lo que hay en la atmósfera.
You got to understand the day that you're standing
Tienes
in.
Que entender el día en que
you got to recognize the adversary that you're up against.
Tienes que reconocer el adversario.
It's not by mistake that Paul would say that we war. There's a war between the flesh and the spirit.
No fue un error que Pablo dijo que guerreamos espiritualmente y no físicamente.
The flesh is desiring the spirit to submit.
La carne desea que el espíritu se venza.
And the spirit is desiring the flesh to submit to the will of the spirit.
Y el espíritu quiere que la carne se venza al espíritu.
You have to understand that when you get into the kingdom of God.
Tienes que entender que cuando llegas al reino de Dios.
That there are opposing forces.
Que hay fuerzas opuestas.
There are things that are resisting the kingdom of God.
Hay cosas que resisten el reino de Dios.
When you get into the church.
Cuando vienes a la iglesia.
You didn't just sign up for some membership club.
No nomás te agarras una membresía.
The moment that you're born again of the water and of the spirit.
El momento que naces del agua y del espíritu.
There is a spiritual kingdom that has been born inside of
hay
you.
Hay un reino espiritual que nació adentro dentro de ti.
I'm telling you, the moment you go down in water in Jesus' name,
el momento que eres bautizado en el nombre
de
Jesús,
the moment you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost,
el momento que recibes el Espíritu Santo,
that seed of the kingdom begins to live inside
esa semilla
of you.
Del reino viva dentro de
that
ti.
Seed of the kingdom begins to grow and to expand.
Esa semilla del reino empieza a crecer.
The Bible talks about how that the seed of the kingdom is likened unto a mustard seed.
La Biblia dice que el reino de Dios es como una semilla de mostaza.
When it's sowed, it seems as small and insignificant.
Cuando es sembrada, es tan pequeña y insignificante.
But when that seed begins to grow and mature,
pero cuando esa semilla crece y madura,
it begins to expand beyond the borders and places that it's ever been.
Empieza a expandir y crecer antes en lugares que no.
There are branches that begin to reach out.
Hay ramas que empiezan a extenderse.
There are things that are expanded on this tree.
Hay cosas que están expandidas en el árbol.
That things have the ability to lodge in that place.
Hay cosas que tienen habilidad de vivir allí.
I want to tell you that when the kingdom of God comes inside of your heart,
cuando el reino de Dios entra en tu corazón,
the kingdom is intended to grow and expand in you.
La intención del reino es crecer y expander.
Come on, the kingdom is intended to expand its territories in your world.
La intención del reino es expandir los territorios
the
en tu
kingdom
mundo.
Is intended to expand inside of your family.
La intención del reino es que crezca en tu familia.
The kingdom is intended to expand inside of this church.
La intención del reino es crecer y extenderse en esta iglesia.
I want to tell you that you have to allow the kingdom of God to expand inside of you.
Permitir que el reino se expanda dentro de ti.
Whether you realize it or not,
si te das cuenta o no,
there is a spiritual battle.
Hay una batalla espiritual.
The resistance that you feel,
la resistencia que sientes,
is not by accident.
No es por accidente.
There is a resisting to the kingdom of God.
Hay una resistencia al reino de Dios.
There is a resistance to this thing expanding and growing in your world.
Hay una resistencia para que esto crezca en tu mundo.
You want to know why you've been facing all of the things that you have been facing?
¿Sabes por qué estás enfrentando todo lo que enfrentas?
Because there have been strongholds that have tried to establish itself against you.
Porque hay fortalezas que quieren establecerse contra ti.
The reason why every time you try to take a step and let the kingdom expand,
la razón por la cual cada vez que das un paso y
there are walls that try to establish itself.
Hay murallas que se quieren establecer.
There are things that try that hold you captive.
Hay cosas que te quieren mantener cautivo.
You have to understand that strongholds are fortified places.
Tienes que entender, fortalezas son lugares fuertes.
There are things that are not easily moved.
Son cosas que no fácilmente se mueven.
They are simply there to oppose you.
Simplemente están ahí para oponerte.
They are there to stand in between you getting into the place that you are supposed to be.
Están ahí para dejarte que no te dejen que entras.
You have to recognize this spiritual battle.
Tienes que entender esta guerrilla espiritual.
The strongholds that you feel.
Las fortalezas que sientes.
The battle that you feel.
La batalla que sientes.
It is not by accident.
No es por accidente.
The resistance that you feel.
La resistencia que sientes.
It is not by accident.
No es por accidente.
But it's intended that you would conquer and challenge every stronghold.
Pero la intención es que retes y conquistes
cada fortaleza. It is the will of God that you challenge everything that is standing before you.
Es la fortaleza de Dios que retes todo lo que está
ante ti. You gotta understand you are equipped for the battle.
Tú estás equipado para la batalla.
You are equipped for the war.
Tú estás equipado para la guerra.
You have everything that you need.
Tú tienes todo lo que necesitas.
To defeat every stronghold in your world.
Para derrotar
todo eso. You have everything you need.
Tienes todo lo que necesitas.
To defeat the adversary that's before you.
Para derrotar el adversario ante ti.
Preaching about challenging strongholds.
Estoy predicando de retar la fortaleza.
Because the way that the adversary would work would be just simply, let me put the borders around you.
Porque la manera del adversario es poner fronteras.
Let me tell you how far that you can go.
Te voy a decir todo lo que puedes avanzar.
Let me limit the revival that you can have.
Voy a poner límites a tu avivamiento.
Let me limit the kind of victory that can be established inside of your world.
Voy a poner límites a la victoria que puedes tener.
Let me stand in between you and victory.
Me voy a poner entre ti la victoria.
I'm telling you, strongholds are fortified. Five places.
Fortalezas son lugares fuertes.
And there are people under the sound of my voice.
Y hay personas aquí.
You've been dealing with strongholds in your world and
habido,
in your family.
Han habido fortalezas en tu mundo y familia.
There's been an adversary that's been trying to oppose you.
Había habido un adversario que
oponiéndote. There's been an adversary that's been trying to stop you.
Hay un adversario que te quiere parar.
But I want you to understand something tonight.
Pero quiero que entiendas algo esta
noche.
That
you have the power of the kingdom living inside
que tienes
of you.
El poder del reino dentro de ti.
You have the power of the Holy Ghost.
Tienes el poder del
Rest resting inside of you.
You
have the anointing to break the yoke. You have the anointing to destroy the adversary.
Come
on, you have the spiritual weapon. Hallelujah. You gotta understand this revelation of the kingdom.
Tienes que entender esta revelación del reino.
The Bible will let us know not to be ignorant of Satan's devices.
La Biblia dice que no seamos ignorantes de las.
Not to be ignorant of everything, his schemes and the things that he tries to throw our way.
Que no seamos ignorantes de los métodos del diablo.
Said, I don't want you to be ignorant to the blueprint that the enemy tries to lay before you.
No quiero que seas ignorante a los planes que el diablo pone ante ti.
I'm telling you, we have to be sensitive to the day that we're living in
today. Tenemos que ser sensitivos al día en que vivimos.
We have to be mindful of the spiritual climate that we're living in.
Tenemos que estar conscientes en el clima espiritual.
We have to have the discernment of the Holy Ghost in this end time hour.
Tenemos que tener guianza del Espíritu
Santo.
We
have to recognize the adversary that's before us. Come on, I want to tell you, you got to begin to open up your eyes in these last days and say, I'm going to fight for some things that are worth fighting for. I'm going to fight for the revival inside of my family. I'm
going to
fight for the victory inside of my children. I'm
going to
fight for the ground that God said is ours. I'm
going to
stand in the place of contending against the adversary of my family. Come on, I'm telling you, some of you, you need to begin to fight back. Right now. It's not time to lay down.
No tiempo que
it's
te
not
cuestes.
Time to sit back.
No tiempo que te
it's
sientes
time
atrás.
To challenge
es tiempo de
the
retar.
Stronghold that's standing before you.
La fortaleza que está ante ti.
Come on, new life.
Nueva vida.
I came to preach to you tonight.
Vengo a predicarte
esta noche.
The
adversary that you're facing
el adversario
is going
que
to be destroyed. The adversary that you're up against
el adversario contra
is going to be defeated.
Va a ser derrotado.
Hallelujah. You gotta understand.
Tienes que entender.
I'm called to challenge the strongholds.
Soy llamado para retar el fortaleza.
There is a prophetic anointing that God
hay una unción profética
is wanting to rest on this congregation.
Que Dios quiere poner sobre este lugar.
That you don't back down from the battle.
Que no te alejas de la batalla.
But you go into the battle.
Pero corres hacia ella.
You don't back down against the adversary,
no te echas para atrás con el
but
enemigo,
you step up on the battlefield.
Pero te acercas a la batalla.
You don't sit back and hide into a corner,
no te escondas en una esquina,
but you step up flat-footed,
pero te paras en dos pies,
with your foot standing on the word of God,
con el pie en la palabra de Dios,
recognizing if God be for me,
reconociendo si Dios
then
es con
who
nosotros,
can be against me?
¿Quién puede con nosotros?
Having a revelation and understanding,
tengo una revelación y entendimiento,
that I'm the head and not the tail,
que soy la cabeza y no la cola,
I'm above and not beneath.
Soy arriba y no abajo.
I wonder if there's somebody that believes that right
me
now.
Me pregunto si hay alguien que lo cree.
It's not time for you to just take your hands off the plow.
No es tiempo que nomás te eches atrás.
It's not time to take easy street.
No es tiempo que te vayas fácil.
It's not time to look for convenience.
No es tiempo que mires la conveniencia.
It's time to recognize the battle that's before us.
Es tiempo que reconoces la batalla.
It's time to open up your eyes.
Es tiempo que abras tus ojos.
And recognize the things that are going on in the world before us.
Y reconoce lo que está en el mundo
sucediendo. It's not time to build our kingdom.
No es tiempo que hagamos nuestro reino.
It's time to build his kingdom.
Es tiempo de hacer el reino de él.
It's not time to just establish everything that we want to establish.
No es tiempo de establecer lo que queremos en nuestro mundo.
It's time to recognize the spiritual climate that's before us.
Es tiempo de reconocer el clima espiritual.
Come on, Jeremiah had to recognize.
Jeremías tenía que reconocer
the anointing that was resting upon him.
La unción que estaba ante él.
God didn't call him to look for peace.
Dios no lo llamó a buscar paz.
God called him to stand in the place.
Dios lo llamó a pararse
en el lugar. He had called him to stand in.
Que le llamó a pararse.
Said Jeremiah.
So Jeremías.
I've placed an anointing upon you.
Puse una unción sobre ti.
Jeremiah, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms.
Jeremías te puse sobre naciones y reinos.
He said, I want you to pull down. I want you to root out.
Quiero que destruyas, que saques.
I want you to destroy. I want you to throw down.
Quiero que destruyas, que saques.
I want you to build and to plant.
Y quiero que construyas y plantas.
So Jeremiah, I want you to understand you're going to tear down some kingdoms.
Jeremías entiende que vas a derrotar reinos.
You're going to tear down some things that start to oppose you.
Vas a derrotar cosas que están
in
en
my
contra
kingdom.
En el reino.
See, Jeremiah had to have this understanding of the anointing that he was called to walk in.
Jeremías tenía que tener entendimiento.
I'm telling you, we have to recognize that we are called to pull down the strongholds that establish itself before us.
Tenemos que entender el llamado de nosotros es destruir el fortaleza.
Paul said, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself above the knowledge of God.
Pablo dijo, destruyendo toda altivez, todo pensamiento que se arriba de Dios.
He said, you got to begin to pull these things down.
Tienes que empezar a jalarlas para abajo.
You got to begin to pull the things down that oppose you.
Tienes que destruir las cosas que te están
oponiendo. You have to begin to defeat the things that are in opposition against you.
Tienes que vencer lo que está opuesto a ti.
You know why you feel that battle that you feel right
now? ¿Sabes por qué sientes la batalla que sientes?
Because the enemy doesn't and wants you to get the revelation and understanding of who God has called you to be.
Porque el enemigo no quiere que entiendas lo quién eres
realmente. Come on, he wants you to stay in the place that you've always been.
Quiere que te quedes donde has estado
siempre.
Because
that's the comfortable and familiar place.
Porque es cómodo y el lugar.
But no, Jeremiah, you got to recognize.
Pero Jeremías tiene que reconocer.
That's on your life.
La unción que está en tu vida.
God's called you to tear some things down.
Dios te llamó para destruir.
God's called you to destroy some things.
Dios te llamó para tumbar
abajo. God's called you to build some things.
Dios te llamó para construir.
God's called you to plant. Come on,
Dios te
I'm telling
para
you. You got to have an understanding.
Tienes que entender. Dios te ha llamado.
He's calling you to challenge strongholds.
Te está llamando para retar fortalezas.
There are two kingdoms today.
Hay dos reinos este día.
Kingdom of God.
El reino de Dios.
The kingdom of Satan, this world.
El reino de Satanás, este mundo.
We're in opposition.
Están en oposición.
We're in resistance to one another.
Están en resistencia el uno al otro.
You got to understand every spiritual weapon that God has given you.
Tienes que entender la arma espiritual que
Dios God has placed into your hands.
Dios ha puesto en tu mano.
The Bible says to take on the whole armor of God.
La Biblia dice toma toda la armadura de Dios.
Talks about the power of prayer.
Habla del poder de la oración.
Talks about the sword of the Spirit.
Habla de la espada del Espíritu.
Which is the word of God.
Que es la palabra de Dios.
That you begin to grab a hold of these weapons.
Y empiezas a agarrar esa arma.
And you understand that God has placed in my hands what I need to defeat my adversary.
¿Entiendes que Dios te dio lo que necesitas para vencer?
God has placed in my hands.
Dios puso en mis manos.
Exactly what I need to defeat the foe that's before me.
Exactamente lo que necesito para vencer.
You may stand in this house feeling like you're ill-equipped tonight.
Tal vez te paras aquí y sientes que no tienes.
But I want to tell you that you have exactly what you need.
Pero te quiero decir tienes exactamente lo que necesitas.
You may feel like you don't have everything to have victory.
Tal vez sientes que no tienes todo lo que necesitas.
But I want to tell you in the Holy Ghost. Right now, you're equipped for victory. You're not equipped for defeat. You're not equipped for discouragement. But you're equipped to challenge the stronghold that's before you. Come on, you're equipped to defeat the adversary that's standing before you right now. I wonder if anybody believes that right now.
Me imagino si alguien lo
cree. Come on, all across this house right now, I want you to lift up your hands.
En este lugar, levanten
I want
sus
you to
manos.
Lift up your voice right now.
Levanten su voz.
Ooh. Come on, all across this house right now.
En esta casa, esta noche.
Come on, I want you to really lift up your voice right now.
Quiero que levanten su voz.
Come on, the adversary doesn't want somebody to get victory in this house tonight. The adversary doesn't want somebody to walk out victorious tonight. Because little do you know, there's been some people that's been fighting hell inside of this congregation.
En esta congregación,
and they don't know their way out.
Y ellos no saben para ir.
Honey, I've come to give you the keys tonight.
Te vengo a dar las llaves
out of
esta
your
noche,
dilemma.
De tu problema.
I've come to give you the keys.
Te vengo a dar
out
las
of
llaves
your mess.
De tu problema.
It's not time to back down.
No es tiempo que te eches atrás.
Your adversary.
De tu adversario.
Come on right now, all across this house, continue just the spirit of prayer right now.
Continúen de orar.
Irama sandara makanda irabo sandara ma. Irama sandara mabokonda. Come on, I'm telling you, the devil is a liar.
El diablo es
mentiroso. He's already defeated.
Ya fue
you
derrotado.
Just need to put him under your feet tonight.
No, no
he's already defeated.
Ya derrotado.
You just need to put him under the feet.
No, pon abajo tus pies.
I know he's been lying to you.
Yo sé que él te ha hecho
I know
mentira.
He's been trying to discourage
yo
you.
Te quiere desanimar.
But just stand up
pero párate
and fight back.
Y pelea.
Stand up
pon
and
en pie.
Wage war.
Y puedes a guerrear.
Hallelujah. I got to help somebody today.
Tengo que ayudar a alguien este día.
I got to be obedient to the Holy Ghost
right
now.
Come
on, I'm telling you, you're waging war right now. You're facing an adversary and he's fighting against you. And you're thinking about throwing in the towel. Honey, you can't throw in the towel. You can't quit. You got to keep on fighting. Your babies are counting on you. This church is counting on you. Your loved ones are counting on you. I come to encourage somebody in the Holy Ghost. Lift up your hand and fight back. Come on, young person. I know hell's against you, but you gotta fight back.
Pero tienes que pelear.
I know the enemy's been troubling your mind, but you gotta fight back.
Pero tienes que pelear para atrás.
I know you've been having sleepless nights.
Yo sé que no has dormido.
You gotta fight back.
Pero tienes que pelear para atrás.
Y la emoción, da, 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 da. Woo! Da, 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 da. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house right now. I know exactly where I'm standing. There's ministering spirits in this house right now. I'm telling you, the adversary is up against you. But you got to understand, if the Lord is for me, then who can be against me? Come on, I know hell's all around you right now. I know war is breaking out all around you. But just look up and see the hand of the Lord.
Y mira la mano del Señor.
I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house right now. Hey man, I want to preach right now, but I'm telling you, there's a ministering spirit inside of this house, and I'd rather be obedient to the Holy Ghost right now. I'm telling you, you don't need to sit back right now. You need to lift up your hands and let the Holy Ghost minister to you. It's not time to play games. It's not time to fumble around with the adversary. It's time to get your hands on the plow, baby. It's time to get in the battle. It's time to get in the war.
Es tiempo que guerrees.
Come on, it's not time to throw in the towel. I just keep on feeling like driving that home right now. You're thinking about quitting. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Face the adversary. Face the stronghold.
Pelea la fortaleza.
Tear down the wall.
Derrumba la pared.
Defeat the adversary.
Defiende al enemigo.
The gates of hell.
Las puertas del
Hades
no pueden prevalecer contra la
iglesia. Come on, we're not ignorant of the enemy's devices.
No más ignorantes.
You got to understand the schemes that are trying to come up against you.
Tienes que entender
you
got to
understand there's a blueprint that the adversaries has tried to establish against you. But you have the power to rise above his schemes and his plans, because God's plan for you is bigger than the enemy's plan for you. And he doesn't write the rules, honey. You got to understand God writes the rules. And God is in control.
Y Dios está en control.
And God sits on the throne.
Y Dios está en el trono.
Come on, pick up your head, child.
Levanta
of God.
Tu cabeza, hijo de Dios.
Come on, put on the whole armor of God.
Ponte toda la armadura de Dios.
Come on. Come on, you got to fight this battle.
Tienes que pelear esta
Come on,
batalla.
You got to fight this adversary.
Tienes que pelear este enemigo.
You got to get in the war.
Tienes que aventar la
you
guerra.
Can't lay down today and
no
play
te acuestes
dead.
Este día.
No, you got to pick up your hand.
Levanta tu
you
cabeza.
Got to pick up your feet.
Levanta tus
even
pies.
When you don't feel like
Aunque
it.
No sientas.
Even when it feels like it takes
Aunque
everything.
Sigue
just
dando,
to take a step.
Sigue dando
just
paso.
Keep taking the step.
Sigue dando paso.
Just keep coming to
sigue
the house
yendo
of
la iglesia.
God. Just keep. You know what begins to happen in environments like this?
¿Sabes lo que pasa en esta atmósfera?
In a church like this, that's a revival church.
Una iglesia que es de avivamiento.
It begins to be people that you just start blending in the crowd.
Empieza a ver el grupo así.
You just start blending in the atmosphere.
Y empiezas a perderte en la atmósfera.
You start just allowing yourself to just simply blend in right now.
Empieza a permitir a nomás hacer como los demás.
Ilamoshanda. You got to understand.
Tienes que entender.
That adversary that's up against you.
El adversario que está peleando contigo.
Ila moshanda.
Ila moshanda ramaha.
Sister, can you just hold your peace right now? Can you hold your peace right now? God's anointed me to preach right now. Ila moshanda ramaha. Ila moshanda ramaha. Ila moshanda ramo kondoye. In the name of Jesus. Well, right now, all across this house, why don't you just go ahead and lift up your hands
en este
and lift
lugar,
up your
levanten
voice.
Sus manos y su voz.
Ila moshanda ramaha. Woo! Shanda ramakanda ila mo. Ila moshondo ramakanda. It's easy just to simply blend in.
Y nomás empiezan a hacer como los demás.
Allow yourself just to blend in the crowd.
Y nomás se quieren perder en el grupo.
But not understand.
Pero tienen que entender.
And just allow things just to be present in your world.
Y nomás permitas que hay cosas presentes en tu vida.
Strongholds that try to establish itself.
Fortalezas que se quieren establecer.
Blending in just in the midst of everything.
Así nomás entre medio de todo.
It's easy just to put on a facade. And
y es fácil nomás poner una cara.
Not really realizing that you're in need.
Y no te das cuenta que estás en necesidad.
It's all right to be in need in the house of the Lord.
Está bien tener necesidad en la casa.
It's all right to say, hey, I'm facing an adversary.
Está bien decir, tengo un adversario.
It's all right to say, hey, I'm going through it.
Está bien decir, estoy pasando por ello.
It's all right to understand, hey, I've been up against some things.
Está bien decir, estoy enfrentando unas cosas.
But you got to start being honest with God and being transparent with God.
Pero tienes que estar honesto con Dios.
You got to start reaching out to the hand of the Lord.
Tienes que alcanzar la mano
you
de Dios.
Start recognizing what's before you
tienes que reconocer
and just reach out to his mighty hand
lo que está ante
and understand that God has equipped me and God has strengthened me and God has anointed me. I'm telling you right now
y
in this house
que Dios está fortalecido.
He's anointed you to challenge the stronghold.
Él te ungido para retar la fortaleza.
He's anointed you to pull.
Te ungido para jalar.
All across this house right now, will you just lift up your hands and lift up your voice?
En esta casa levanten su mano y su voz.
Ila moshanda ramokondo yelamaha. Ila moshanda ramakanda yelamu. Come on, I want you to really fervently pray right now.
Quiero que ores con fervencia.
Come on, it's not time to miss your moment right now.
No es tiempo de perder este momento.
It's not time to miss your moment right now.
No es tiempo que pierdas el momento.
Come on, the enemy would love to hijack the moment of the Holy Ghost right now.
El enemigo quiere robarte este momento.
I'm telling you, it's not time to miss your moment right now.
No es tiempo de perder el momento.
I'm telling you, God sent me to this church to minister to somebody right now.
Dios me mandó para ministrar ahorita.
I'm telling you, there's people in this house you're in need right now.
Tú tienes necesidad ahorita.
I'm telling you, just reach up and touch him right now.
Alcánzalo y tócalo.
Just reach out and call out to him right now.
Alcanza y clama a él.
Just reach out and let him help you right now.
Deja que él te ayude ahorita.
Come on right now, nobody looking around. Come on, I want you just to lift up your hands and lift up your voice.
Levanten su voz y sus manos.
Come on right now, I'm telling you. Come on, don't miss this moment right now.
No pierdas este momento ahorita.
Come on, I'm telling you. Come on, the battle you're facing, it's not an earthly battle.
La batalla que
it's a spiritual battle right
esta
now.
Batalla es espiritual.
It's a spiritual battle that you're
la
up against
es
right now. Ramasanda la bokonda yelama. Ida moshanda la mahaye. Come on right now, will you pray just a little bit more fervently
ahorita
right
alábalo,
now?
Alábalo con
fervencia. Come on, I'm telling you, there's ministering spirits in this house right
te digo,
now.
Hay ángeles ministrando ahorita.
Come on, just challenge it right now. Just go ahead and defeat it right now.
Empieza a derrotarlo.
You have the power in the Holy Ghost.
Tienes el poder en el Espíritu Santo.
Come on, he's giving you the authority. Come on, he's anointed your hands.
Él te ha ungido, te ha dado la autoridad.
Come on, he's equipped you right now.
Él te ha equipado ahorita.
Come on, I don't care what you came in here with tonight.
No, no me importa con qué viniste.
God can touch your mind right
Dios
now.
Puede tocar tu mente ahorita.
God can help you right now.
Dios te puede ayudar
God
ahorita.
Can strengthen you right now.
Dios te puede fortalecer
you can
ahorita.
Defeat that adversary that you're up against.
Puedes destruir ese adversario.
You can have victory in your mind.
Puedes tener victoria en tu
you
mente.
Can have victory in your heart.
Puedes tener victoria en tu corazón.
Come on, will you grab a hold of somebody right now?
Agarra
and
la
just
mano
start
de alguien
praying
ahorita.
In the Holy Ghost
y
right
ora
now.
En el Espíritu Santo.
Come on, will you just grab a hold of somebody right now?
Agarra
and start
ahorita.
Praying with them in the Holy Ghost right now.
Y ora en el Espíritu Santo.
Come on, young person. It's time to be honest with God right now.
Joven, es tiempo de ser honesto
Come
ahorita.
On, it's time to be honest with God right now.
Es tiempo de ser honesto con Dios
Come
ahorita.
On, he's giving you the ability to defeat that adversary.
Él te dio la habilidad de destruir ese
he's
enemigo.
Giving you the power to beat that giant.
Te dio el poder de destruir el enemigo.
He's giving you the power to beat that insecurity.
Te dio el poder de derramar
he's
esa
giving
seguridad.
You that power to beat that anxiety.
Él te dio la habilidad.
Come on, he's giving you the power to beat that fear.
Te dio el poder de ganar ese gigante.
Come on, I'm telling you, New Life, lift up your voice right now.
Levanten su mano ahorita.
Come on, the Holy Ghost is in this house right now.
El Espíritu Santo está en esta
the
casa.
The Holy Ghost is in this house right now.
El Espíritu está aquí.
Come on, I need some saints of God to lift up your voice right now.
Necesito que levanten su voz ahorita. Lo más que puedan.
Come on, that's it right now.
Eso es ahorita.
Come on, I'm telling you right now, press in the Holy Ghost right
te digo
now.
Lo que siento en el Espíritu
Come on,
Santo.
Press in that place right now.
Empieza a empujar en esa oración.
Come on, let victory prevail in your spirit
Deja
right
que
now.
La victoria se
let
llene
victory
tu espíritu.
Prevail in your heart right now.
Deja que la victoria llene tu corazón.
Come on, now's not the time to worry about your neighbor.
No es el tiempo que te preocupes
now's
tu vecino.
Not the time to worry about your friend.
No te preocupes por tu amigo.
Come on, it's time just to get in the Holy Ghost
es tiempo
right
que
now.
Te metas en el Espíritu Santo.
Come on, it's time just to go ahead and stand flat-footed right now.
Es tiempo que te pares ahorita.
Come on, I'm telling you, just go ahead and go in that place in the Holy Ghost right now.
Ve ese lugar en el
Come on,
Espíritu.
Some of you young people, you just need to go ahead and go to that place in the Holy Ghost
no
right
retenga
now.
Nada en el Espíritu.
Come on, if you're a guest and visitor in this house,
si eres visitante,
I'm telling you, just lift up your hands and surrender.
Levanta tus manos y ríndete
a Dios.
God's going
to help you right now.
Dios te va a ayudar ahorita.
God's going to deliver you right now.
Dios te va a liberar ahorita.
God's going to strengthen you right
Dios
now.
Te va a fortalecer.
God's going to equip you right
Dios
now.
Te va a equipar ahorita.
God's going to give you victory in the Holy
Dios te va a
Ghost
victoria
right
en el Espíritu.
No. Come on, I'm telling you, lift up your voice.
Levanten su voz.
Come on, right now, just lift up your voice.
Ahorita levanten su voz.
Come on, New Life. Come on. Come on, there's healing in his hands.
Hay sanidad en esta casa.
Come
Come on, some of you saints of God right now, go ahead and lay your hands on somebody right now.
Will
there be some people in this house? You begin to lay your hands on somebody right now. Come on, somebody needs the lifter of their hand. Somebody needs some encouragement right now. Somebody needs to know that they can defeat that adversary. Come on, that's it right now. I'm telling you, just really press right now.
Eso es ahorita,
come on, there's people in this house. You just need to really press right now.
Tienes que orar ahorita.
Come on, you just need to really press right now in the
Tienes
Holy Ghost.
Que orar ahorita en el Espíritu Santo.
Come on, you just need to go ahead and really press in that place right now.
Tienes que empujar en ese lugar que
come
estás.
On, I'm telling you, victory is in this house for
Hay
you.
Victoria en esta casa.
Come on, victory is in this house for
Hay
you
victoria
right
en esta casa ahorita.
Whoosh. Come on, I'm telling you, there's ministering spirits in this house right now. Come on, let the Holy Ghost minister to you right now. Come on, young person, let the Holy Ghost minister to you right now. Come on, young couple, let the Holy Ghost minister to you right now. Come on, he's calling you. He's equipped you. Come on, he wants you to challenge the stronghold.
La fortaleza.
I'm not backing down.
No me voy a
I'm not throwing in the towel.
No me voy a rendir.
I'm not quitting.
No me voy a rendir.
Come on, that's it right now. Just lift up your voice.
Levanten su voz ahí.
Come on, press right now. I feel it. I'm telling you, press right now.
Empuja ahorita, yo lo siento.
Press right now in the Holy Ghost.
Empuja ahorita,
press right now in that place. Come on, press in that place.
Empuja en ese lugar.
Hila mama sandala. Hila maha. Ila moshondorama. Ila mahanda la mahai. Ila moshondoromo kondoye. Ila mahashanda la mahai. Come on, right now, I'm telling you, all across this house.
Ahorita en esta casa.
Come on, just let them do it right now.
Déjalo que lo haga.
Ira moshondo ramo kondo yela. Ira mashanda rama kanda ye. Come on, he wants to resist this service right now. He wants to resist what God wants to do inside of your world and life. I'm telling you, but I want you to reach up and contend for it right now. Come on, I want you to reach up and contend for it right now. Ramasondo rakanda ye kanda. I feel to do something right now.
Siento hacer algo ahorita.
If you have been feeling like you've been in a battle,
¿te has sentido que has estado en una pelea?
Your back has been against the wall. I want you to come to this altar right now.
¿Y si sientes que has estado perdiendo, ven acá al frente?
Come on, I don't want you to be afraid. I don't want you to care what anybody in this church thinks.
No quiero que tengas miedo, no quiero que te estés ni mullado.
I want you to sincerely come right now.
Quiero que vengas acá sinceramente.
I know this is a little bit different tonight.
Yo sé, es un poco diferente.
Just gonna be obedient to the Holy Ghost.
Pero quiero obedecer a Dios.
You say, you know what? I've been up against it. The adversary has been fighting me and my family.
Yo he estado peleando, me
fighting my marriage.
He estado peleando al enemigo.
Fighting my mind.
Yo he estado peleando mi mente.
Fighting my children.
He estado peleando mis hijos.
Fighting the plans and the promises that God.
Peleando los planes de Dios.
Come on, as you're coming down this place right now, I want you to begin to lift up your hands.
Levanta tus manos.
And I want you to begin to lift up your voice right
y quiero
now.
Que levanten su voz ahorita.
Ministers in this house, if you can help me right now,
ministro, si me pueden
I want
ayudar.
You to begin to go through this congregation. I want you to begin to lay hands on people's head right now.
Quiero que pasen por la congregación y toquen las cabezas.
I want people that are really honest right now with God. I'm telling you. Come on, I want you to lay your hands on their head right now and take dominion and authority over everything that's come up against them in the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, that's it right now.
Eso es ahorita.
I want you to lift up your voice.
Levanta tu
as
voz.
Loud as you can right
lo más
now,
que
child
puedas.
Of God. I want you to lift up your voice as fervent as you can right now.
Levanta tu voz lo más que puedas.
Come on, that's it right now in the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, we rebuke every adversary.
Reprendo
right
cada adversario.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, that's it right now.
Ahorita
I
eso
feel
es.
It in this house.
Lo siento en esta casa.
I feel it here right now.
Lo siento aquí ahorita.
I'm telling you, lift up your voice.
Le levanta tu voz.
As loud as you can.
Lo más
right
que
now.
Puedas.
Come on, in Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, the walls can fall in Jesus' name.
El muro se va a caer en el nombre de Jesús.
The strongholds can break in Jesus' name.
La fortaleza puede
amen.
Ser.
The walls can fall in Jesus' name.
El muro puede caer.
The defeat can leave in Jesus' name.
La pérdida se puede ir en el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, that's it right now, new life.
Ahorita
I feel victory in this house
siento
right
victoria
now.
En esta casa.
I don't feel defeat, I feel victory.
Yo no siento pérdida, siento
come on,
victoria.
You're more than a conqueror right
eres
now.
Más que vencedor.
I feel victory in the
siento
Holy
victoria
Ghost.
En el Espíritu.
You're more than a conqueror.
Eres más que vencedor.
You're not defeated.
No eres derrotado.
You're not defeated.
No eres derrotado.
You're not destroyed.
No eres destruido.
In the name of Jesus. That's it. Just press just a little bit more.
Empuja un poquito más.
Come on, press just a little bit more.
Empuja
right
un poquito más.
Iramos. No.
Come on, that's it. There's victory for you right now.
Victoria para ti ahorita.
There's victory for you right now.
Hay victoria para ti ahorita.
There's victory for your family
Hay
right now.
Para tu familia ahorita.
There's victory for your children
Hay
right
victoria
now.
Para tus hijos.
Come on, that's it.
Eso es.
Sometimes before you can move to the next dimension in the Holy Ghost,
a veces antes que te mueves a otro nivel,
you have to have the ministry of Jeremiah.
Necesitas un ministro de Jeremías.
That comes and rips in half the blueprint.
Que viene y rompe los planes.
The interference.
La interferencia.
The thing that stops the plan of God from unfolding in
lo
your
que
life.
Detiene el plan de Dios que se desarrolle.
Somebody, I know the enemy's got a plan, but you need to rip it down the middle
tonight. Yo sé que el enemigo tiene un plan, pero lo tienes que
romper. You need to tear up the script.
Tienes que destruir el plan
that the devil's put in your head about your family.
Que el diablo ha puesto en tu cabeza.
You need to tear up the script.
Tienes que destruir el plan.
Where the devil's told you that it can't be like God said it can be.
Donde el diablo te dijo que no puede ser así.
You need to have the attitude of Jeremiah.
La actitud de Jeremías.
That says, I'm coming to uproot some things.
Yo vengo a destruir unas cosas.
I'm coming to tear down some things.
Vengo a sacar unas cosas.
Because where God's taking me and my family,
porque donde Dios me lleva mi familia,
God is going to plant some things.
Dios va a plantar unas cosas
that are going to begin to grow up in my life.
Que van a crecer en mi vida.
That are going to change my trajectory.
Que van a cambiar mi trayectoria.
Come on, why don't you take somebody by the hand tonight?
Toma alguien de la mano.
Why don't you link up with a brother or sister?
Júntate con hermano o hermana.
Ladies with ladies.
Mujeres con mujeres.
And men with men.
Y hombres con hombres.
Link up with a brother.
Júntese con un hermano.
Link up with a sister.
Júntese con una hermana.
And just let the Holy Ghost pray for just a moment.
Y deja que el Espíritu Santo ore.
Let the Holy Ghost pray.
Deja que el Espíritu ore.
Let the Holy Ghost pray.
Deja que Dios ore. Tu libertad en el Espíritu Santo. Toma libertad en el Espíritu.
Somebody needs to sing in the Holy Ghost.
Alguien tiene que cantar en el Espíritu.
Let that new song just spring up.
Que esa nueva canción salga.
Let that new revelation just spring up.
Que esa nueva revelación salga.
Come on, it'll be the plan of God.
Va a ser el plan de Dios.
It'll be the blueprint of God.
Va a ser los planos de Dios.
God, I want to be what you've called me to be.
Dios, yo quiero ser lo que me has llamado.
I want to sing what you've called me to sing.
Quiero
oh
cantar
God.
Lo que tú quieres que cante.
That he made for you and your family.
Dios puede destruir a tu enemigo.
That needs to be your song tonight.
Esa tiene que ser tu canción esta noche.
God, hang Haman on his own gallows.
Dios destruye al enemigo con su
I know the thoughts you have for me, oh God.
Yo sé que los pensamientos
they're
que
for blessings
Dios.
And not cursing.
Bendiciones y no maldiciones.
God, you have an expected end for my family, Lord.
Dios tienes un final para mi familia.
What the enemy meant for evil.
Lo que el enemigo quería para mal.
I pray that you would turn it around for good.
Dios,
oh God.
Cámbialo para bien.
My prayer tonight.
Mi oración esta noche.
I've been living for God my whole life.
He servido a Dios toda mi vida.
This is all I've ever known.
Esto es lo único que sé.
But my prayer tonight.
Pero mi oración esta noche.
Is God, I want you to show me.
Dios, yo quiero que me enseñes.
Whatever is in my life.
Lo que está en mi vida.
That's hindering the next stage of revival.
Que no deja el avivamiento que venga.
God, whatever ideology.
Cualquier ideología, Dios.
Whatever mentality, God.
Cualquier mentalidad.
That I have.
Que yo tengo.
That's stopping what you would unleash in this city, Lord.
Que va a detener los planes que tienes.
God, I pray that you would purge my mind.
Dios, limpia mi mente.
I pray that you would purge my heart,
Dios,
oh God.
Limpia mi corazón, oh Dios.
I pray that you would link me up with your plan and purpose.
Conéctame con tu plan y propósito.
Can you make that your prayer right now?
Que sea tu oración esta noche. noche.
For me and for my family, oh God.
Para mí y para mi familia.
I want to position myself.
Quiero estar en posición.
To move with your spirit, God.
Para moverme con tu espíritu.
Show us your plans, oh God.
Enséñanos tu oración.
Show us your plans, oh God.
Enséñanos tus planes, oh Dios.
In the name of Jesus.
El nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Make us flexible, God. Make us flexible, oh God.
Haznos flexibles, oh Dios.
Make our hearts flexible, oh God.
Que el corazón sea flexible, oh Dios.
Make our thoughts flexible, oh God.
Que los pensamientos sean flexibles.
To the moving of your spirit, Lord.
Para que se mueva tu espíritu.
We thank you tonight, God.
Te agradecemos, oh Dios.
For sending a preacher.
Por mandar un predicador.
We're thankful tonight, God.
Le damos gracias, Dios.
For helping us, Lord.
Por ayudarnos.
To be willing.
Para estar dispuesto.
To face the stronghold that's in front of us.
De enfrentar la fortaleza.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
If you're thankful for the word of God, why don't you just give him a hand clap of praise?
Si estás agradecido por la palabra, dale
palmas. We love you, Jesus.
Te amamos, Jesús.
We worship you, Jesus.
Te adoramos, Jesús.
We're ready, God.
Estamos listos, oh Dios.
We're ready, oh God.
Estamos listos, oh Dios.
We're ready to go into the land.
Estamos listos para ir a la tierra.
We're ready to take the city.
Estamos listos para tomar la ciudad.
We're ready for the next season of revival.
Estamos
God.
Listos para la siguiente temporada.
Take us into the land, oh
llévanos
God.
A la tierra, oh Dios.
In the name of Jesus. Come on, as you leave the house of God tonight.
Mientras te vas de la casa.
Strengthen somebody in the Holy Ghost.
Fortalece a alguien en el Espíritu.
Go in the name of Jesus.
Vete en el nombre de Jesús.
Go teach your Bible study.
Ve, enseña el estudio.
Go pray your prayer.
Ve, ora oración.
Go and take a handful of cards.
Ve, y toma unas cartas.
And invite somebody to the house of God.
E invita a alguien a la casa de Dios.
We're going to have service on Sunday morning and Sunday night.
Vamos a